Welcome to your daily devotional for November 6th. 1. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Can we not strive for the bond of peace, even amongst our own family and congregation in which God has placed us in these difficult days? Our text in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, presents a sevenfold oneness. We shall now take each one in turn. First, one body. The church is the body of Christ. In the early church, the tendency was to separate along ethnic lines, Jew and Gentile. In our culture, we tend to separate along lines of white, black, and Spanish. Worse still today, the sons of Rehoboam, those youths who have decided that they can do church better than their fathers, have done much to separate along generational lines, depriving themselves of experienced godly role models and the church at large of a full measure of intergenerational unity. Regarding salvation, all believers have equal access to God the Father through God the Son. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is true of salvation. But we all have different functions within the church, the body of Christ. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Second, one Spirit. This refers to God the Holy Spirit. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. All Christians are partakers of his blessings and have access to the help of God the Holy Spirit when they ask for it. Third, one hope. All believers have the certain hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Therefore, we can have an exceedingly positive future in spite of our present difficulties and trials. A curmudgeon Christian is an oxymoron. An utterly despairing Christian is out of God's will. Ask Jesus, Paul, and Job if you don't believe me. Fourth, one Lord. Friends, we are on the same team. Let us cease our petty complaints and sacrifice our pride and jealousies for the sake of team success. I often wonder that the church room has less unity than the barroom. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. Fifth, one faith. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we see that the impetus for faith is God's word. The effect of faith is belief unto righteousness, and the evidence of faith is confession unto salvation. Sixth, one baptism. The reference here is not to water baptism, but to Holy Spirit baptism, which is something that is done by God the Son. Holy Spirit baptism identifies us with and enjoins us to the body of Christ. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Those who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ receive the fruit of Holy Spirit baptism, which is the guaranteed eternal inheritance. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Seventh, one God and Father of all. Therefore know this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.